on this episode of American Shopper.
Joe, you broke the machine!
It's all systems go as both shops move into high gear. OCC is commissioned to build a bike for the FBI.
It's going to be a really cool project, and hopefully we can do something cool for him.
While Paul Jr. Designs attempts to build two bikes at the same time. The anti-venom web theme bike and a bike for the insurance company, Geico.
We got like a week to build two bikes, essentially.
As I bend it, it gets worse.
With the workload piling up, Junior calls on an old friend to lend a hand. Lee, who was fired from OCC.
I kind of feel like we're all the misfits because they all fired us, but in actuality, we're the dream team.
The war between shops heats up.
Is Lee there? Tell him I got something really interesting for him.
His senior undermines Junior's plans to stay on track.
The name of the game here is see who can aggravate the other person the most.
Let me tell you, if he goes over there, he hung himself. I have no idea exactly what's going on, but it seems as though he bailed on us.
But summertime is usually the time where...
Especially on a day like today, right?
Yeah, when it gets hot, everybody's sitting out on the stoops.
We're in Newburgh at the Newburgh Police Station. We're here to do an R&D for a bike that we're building for the local police and the FBI. So I'm going to be riding the car with the FBI and also the Newburgh Police.
Paul, I want to introduce you to Police Officer Kevin Lehar.
Nice man.
Kevin's going to get you set up with a vest for tonight. We're going to take Paul around. Tonight, just kind of show them what goes on in the city. It's a Friday night, which is usually a pretty active night, especially on the weekends for the police department.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Just rock and roll.
Ready to go?
Good.
All right, let's do this.
The bike that Orange County Choppers is designing is a Stop the Violence campaign bike. And what we're trying to do is showcase all the efforts across the board, federal, state, and local, and what they're doing to try to bring about a change in the culture here as far as the gangs and drug trade goes. I think tonight what we're going to look to do with seniors, kind of take them around and show them a little bit of the history of the city of Newburgh. It's got some wonderful history.
Large portion of these buildings and houses are absolutely beautiful on the inside.
Are they really?
Absolutely beautiful.
And we're also going to kind of show them some of the spots in the city of Newburgh that have been plagued by drugs and gangs. And the police officers will kind of do their typical proactive patrolling, and we'll see what happens.
Now, this block right here, Paul, for a long time had competing gangs on it. They had Bloods on one house, and a few doors down, they had Latin Kings hanging out at that house. A couple years ago, in 2008, the city of Newburgh led the state per capita in homicides. Pretty dubious distinction.
Paul, over here on the left, the first homicide in 2009 took place right inside this building right here.
Right here on the corner?
Gang member on gang member.
You know, years ago when I was in a wrought iron business, I used to do quite a bit of work all in this area, you know?
You know, Newburgh is, it's where we live. Years ago, it was a great community. Back in the 30s, it was one of the most prominent areas in this county. So as a lifelong resident here, I feel like I have a responsibility to raise awareness of the problems affecting this area and hopefully bring some changes to these neighborhoods.
This is it. This is the center of the war zone. This is Lander Streets, known as Blood Alley. It's where the Bloods gang used to hang out.
Used to, or they still do?
Some of them are still hanging out.
109.
You know what they're yelling? They're yelling DTs for detectives.
Boy, they're quite aware of that you're here, I'll tell you that.
Basically, we're looking for four fugitives, just kind of going to all the logical spots right now and talking to people. A couple of these guys got pulled over this morning with possession of marijuana, so they're just being stopped right now, ID'd to make sure that they're not the guys we're looking for.
It's a tough environment out here. Once one thing happens, it's kind of like throwing blood in the water. People gather around. You don't know who's the good guy, who's the bad guy.
And imagine when it's late at night and you only got a couple of guys.
That's scary, man.
And these guys take off guns off the street and take off, drug dealers. I mean, the guns that they get off the street at night just from stopping a guy like this and he's carrying a piece.
But I do recognize that people recognize what the police and the FBI are doing, and they're grateful for it, and you could see it on certain people's face, especially like there's little kids over there.
Yeah, and see, that's culture. I coach the Boys and Girls Club, and sometimes, all of a sudden, somebody recently, one of the kids said, "You're a cop?" And I said, "Yeah." And the kid goes, and I went to him, I said, "Why do you react like that? Where is it? Oh, that's what you're supposed to do." Kid's 7 years old. Now, somebody had to teach him that, instead of like when he grew up and it was like, respect the cops, and if a cop tells you stop, you stop, and they're here to help.
So we're trying to change that
mentality.
Yep, and that's what we're doing.
We're really excited about doing this bike. It's an honor, a real honor to be involved and participate in helping your community. And apparently, I'm not the only one that feels this way. There's a local philanthropist who is sponsoring this project so that we can build this bike. Me personally and Orange County Choppers as a team, this project for us really means a lot. That was interesting.
Are we going to be cutting with water today or what?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Sweet.
We're working on the anti-venom bike today, and really, there's almost too much happening all at once. I got guys in here finishing up the final wiring so we're fully powered, because now it's not just the anti-venom bike that we have to finish, it's also the Geico bike. So we're going to need every piece of equipment in the shop to be in top working order to have both these bikes ready to unveil in Sturgis.
See the knife edge, Vin? You like that better?
Oh, yeah.
Way better, right? I got a guy in here, Mark. He's working on programming the wheels for us so me and Vinny can keep our hands on the machinery. That's going to be like this, flat on the bottom. We're going to bolt through, right? Which is essentially what you're looking at here, thickness-wise. Yep. We're 90% on the wheel. Mark showed me some stuff. I've been going up there, making tweaks to it. He's been changing it. It is impressive. It looks good. That's that lead star. That's pretty good, Vince. Look at that.
You know, one of the things Junior wanted to get done today is the rear fender. We're basically making a fender, kind of like a wireframe fender, out of webs.
Do you think that's like kind of a good geometry, so to speak, or?
Yeah, I do. What happens? Can you bring it this way more?
Yeah, just hold them right there. I just want to see something.
You know, it's going to take a little while to figure out. We know what we want. We just got to figure out how to do it.
What we would probably want to do is cut this plate out and heat and bend that one piece round bar. Then we'll have it already programmed, and we'll just increase the size of it a hair to tack to the center of the round bar for the backing plate. Yeah, you know, the rear fender has a lot of the same intricacies as the gas tank does, and we'll see where we end up with it. I'm hoping a one-day deal. I'm hoping I could get it done. A lot of distractions. That's the only tough part.
I'm gonna punch Mike right in his face.
What?
He better hold me back.
You better hold me front.
You know, I came in today, I was looking for a catalog, a specific catalog, and I find it, the cover's all torn up and it's got paint all over.
Why do you gotta do this catalog? Is the catalog really that important?
Yeah, we use it. I just went to use it.
I apologize.
You know, I love Mikey, but it's a little annoying to just have someone not care that much where they're just gonna put paint on anything. I just wanna show you, I got a little cut there.
Oh, buddy. You wanna hit me?
Never.
You guys not want me in this space? I don't mind being kicked out.
No. Get the hell out of here.
All right. You know, I lost my space today. I thought I'd be closer to Vinny and Paulie by doing my artwork over there. And I walked in, and they had pretty much thrown my stuff out, lectured me about putting paint on one of their catalogs, and then exiled me. Hey, where's Ideal, Paul?
Just somewhere you can't make a mess like that.
Not
what
helping.
You should do is you should fix your area back up.
Are you smoking opium, man?
Why?
Look at all that shit. You know, I'm not too happy about it. I feel like that guy in Office Space who keeps getting moved around with the stapler who eventually sets the building on fire.
Good, man?
Yes. You know, I think what we really want to accomplish on this bike is get this rear fender not only figured out, but kind of laid out the way we want it. We might not get it completed today, but I know we're going to have a good start on it, and it's going to be, you know, definitely moving in the right direction. The only other thing that it just almost seems like, should we have bowed these out?
Hey, the fender's building itself. You know, as we start to add parts, we'll see where things want to go, and that's quite often how these things work. It hasn't been that way in years, but when I first started building motorcycles, you just start building. There's no master plan. You got a basic skill set of ideas that you want to put together, for the rest of it grows. So we'll make adjustments on the fly, and that's what makes this project so special.
What's up?
He's wearing an FBI jacket.
This is
look
the
out.
Frame?
Yeah.
What do you got, bud?
That's pretty cool.
Got holes in it.
Does have holes in it.
Float.
This morning we're going to get working on the FBI bike that we're going to be doing. It's a crazy looking bike. It's got a cool frame. It's a similar frame design that we've used, but it's got a whole bunch of holes all drilled through the backbone and the down tube. And it's just a really cool looking frame.
Oh, over here?
There you go. All right. What's your plans for this thing?
You know, Jason came out with his pictures and all the concept drawings and everything like that. What's with the gas tank?
What I was hoping to do and what Jim Quinn was hoping to do is machine the outside lip. So machine this and machine that, and then we can machine in the pockets and everything.
The gas tank and everything that he has drawn up is going to be, it's kind of freaky, little trick there. He's got the two sides on, like, both sides of the gas tank. Each side actually opens up and folds down.
I'm talking about fully machining in the machine shop. This part.
The whole half of the tank.
The whole half.
Out of aluminum?
That slides down, yes. The gas tank swings down. It's on hinges.
How wide are you thinking those are going to be?
How wide do you want them to be?
Well, I mean, if they get a hold of gas, I mean...
They got to hold a gun, most importantly. And the rear tire is going to be a full 3D FBI badge, which is going to be awesome. And to top it, we're going to dip it in gold. So, doesn't get any cooler than that.
All right, well, that's good. We'll get into a roller, get the motor in here, and get all that stuff lined up. It's going to be a really cool project. And, the FBI is very big here in the Newburgh area. And they're quite busy, so hopefully we can do something cool for them.
All right, let's get the trans. Right. Come on.
Lift. Get loose. I'm not lifting. Get loose.
Yep. I'm making the FBI badge as a rear fender piece for this. Only not just taking a rear fender and leaving it flat sheet metal like we would ordinarily do and paint the logo on there. We're going to machine this badge fully 3D, just like their badge would be, about scaled up about 20 times. What that means to me is I'm starting off with a 4-inch thick billet of aluminum that we just water jet out. Took about 2.5 hours. Probably weighs somewhere in the neighborhood of 30, 40 pounds. And we're going to turn that into a 3-pound badge that's about 12 inches by 16 inches. That will be our rear fender. Gold plate in the thing. I mean, it should look sweet when it's all done.
All right. 12 hours. Done at 2 in the morning.
Okay, Vance, I think we're just about ready, buddy.
I'm getting married in a month, and before that, I got to unveil 2 bikes in Sturgis. So I don't know how it's going to happen, but a lot of prayer.
I said Vinny's a little ship captain.
Yeah, I've been called a sailor a time or two.
We have to get moving on the Geico bike, and I really need an extra set of hands to get that started so that me and Vin could finish up on the Anti-Venom bike.
Listen, Lee's supposed to be coming in tomorrow, but I need that stuff from today.
He's coming in tonight.
He's going to be here for a full week. Right, maybe longer if we need him.
He can't come in the shot without that signed stuff.
Yeah, I'll worry about that. You just print it out.
A good friend of ours, Lee, he used to work with me at OCC. So naturally, he was our first option for getting in a good fabricator. I called him up. He said yes. We booked him a flight, and he should be getting in tonight.
Whoa. Man. You know, you could probably use maybe 20 feet of bar on a machine, but you'll probably kill 100 feet. And if that arc's just a little off, there's no redoing it. It's got to be perfect. For this bike to look perfect, you know, you got to, that's kind of the consequence. You're gonna use up a lot of bar.
So for some reason, as I bend it, it gets worse.
It's not a production thing where you stamp out a bunch of something and apply them. Every single piece is custom fit to the specific space that's left by the intermediate to the webbing.
Shh, Dyson, it's going to be tricked,
bro. It is.
You think I'm kidding?
No, I think you're totally serious.
This is going to take the most precision I've ever had to apply to a cutting wheel.
Great.
It's very custom. And it requires a lot of concentration, a steady hand, and really a lot of focus. I'm not going to talk about it every day, but it's a tight deadline. And every day that clicks by, it gets tighter. So, you know, when I woke up this morning and saw the date and then counted forward to when we would actually start, we got like a week to build 2 bikes, essentially.
It's come to my attention that Lee has been approached by Junior to come up here and work for him. So if I can get to Lee before Paulie gets to him, I'm hoping he has a change of heart and comes to work for me.
Hello?
Yeah, is Lee there?
No, he's working right now.
Oh, he's working at a shop down there, down there where you guys are?
Yeah,
Knuckleheads. You think he's a knucklehead?
Yes. Which is funny.
How many kids you have now?
Yeah, we just have the two. Yeah.
They're girls, boys? What are they?
Girls.
Two girls. Lucky you. You know what? I'll tell you something. Girls are much better than boys, and take my word for it. I have, I'm telling you the truth. I have three boys and one girl, and my daughter is no maintenance. My sons, they're lazy bums. So, how do I get in touch with him?
Well, I'm going to be bringing his phone to him. He forgot it, that's all.
Still the same, right?
Work.
I'm basically just doing this to aggravate the situation. I think that the name of the game here is, since it's not bike building, it's see who can aggravate the other person the most. You could tell him that I called, and maybe he can call me back. If not, I'll give him a call. But just tell him I got something really interesting for him.
Okay.
All right? Nice talking to you.
All right.
I think it's fun. I think the fact that if he did come to work here, he'd be steaming. But I think it's all part of the game.
Lee Stamper. Lee Bird. You know, today I'm working, my phone rings, it's Lee. And he's like, I got to talk to Junior. Can you please put him on the phone? So right away, I'm like, what the heck's going on?
So explain to me what happened.
Your dad's been calling me all morning.
Junior puts it on speakerphone, and I can kind of get what he's saying. It's hard. Lee talks fast. But you could tell that he's saying that Senior's trying to pay him to go do work for him instead of work for us.
You come here for the week. I heard you come here for a week. The week, pay you $1,000 big cash.
Go to them lanes. Instead of paying him that when he really deserves it, he's going to pay him that much just to keep him away from here. It's such bad intentions.
You know, I'm going to let you know. I want to come there this week and work with you. I just want to let you know what your dad said.
Lee told me he'd never do that, and I could appreciate that. The guy has integrity. My father calls him today, the day he's traveling up here, to try and bribe him to not come here and to go there instead of coming here and doing the Geico bike. I mean, it doesn't surprise me, but, you know, it's kind of a little underhanded. My father and not doing the right thing go hand in hand in my book. So this is nothing foreign to me. I'm very used to this at this stage. So it's just what it is. And when you think about it, they fired him, discarded him like trash. And the minute he's going to come here and help me, all of a sudden he's valuable to them again. I'm not going to dwell on it. You know, Lee's going to stay the course. He made the commitment. He's a man of his word. And I can appreciate that. Let's shut her down. It's not bad. It's just we've got to keep crack-a-lacking.
Lee finally got here today, and I think it was a real relief for Paul and Vin. And he's one heck of a funny guy. I love hanging out with him. I was his best man. And he's also one hell of a fabricator.
What do you say, Vinny? How are you, bud? You doing good? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I'm formerly from Orange County Choppers. Kind of got like an old bird egg. And Junior and Mikey's always been my buddy for it's going on 9 years, and you know, Junior called me and told me he had something happening going on, and I told him the day I left that if he ever had something going on that he needed help with, give me a call, and lo and behold, here I am today.
This is what we're looking at right here.
Yeah, nice, dude.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Think we could build that tank?
Damn right.
Roughly?
Yeah, no worries. I'm just glad to be back in New York, you know. It's something for me to work on bikes, but it's something else to come and create masterpieces with masters, and you know, I kind of feel like we're all the misfits because they all fired us, but in actuality, we're the dream team, you know?
What do you think?
It's awesome. It's absolutely great.
Man. Great to have you.
Yeah, a good place, man.
It is. It really is. There's a good vibe in here, you know what I mean? Yeah. I ain't all nervous and scared when I come in here. It's a good vibe.
The thing that happened, though, CC, I don't want to bash anybody. It's just the way they treat people is not the way I work, you know what I mean? They have to have total control of your life and everything that goes on, and I'm a free man in America, and I do what I want to do, and you know, so we kind of separated ways. I didn't sign a contract, and I just believe that if you're an honest man and you work hard, you shouldn't have to sign a contract or sign your life away. Dude, I'm so excited to be here. It takes a lot to get me away from the beach. I swear I'd never leave there again.
You thought you were going to go to the dark side for a minute.
You ain't got to worry about that. How about that, dude? Isn't that crazy? Hey, look, first, Laura answers the phone, right? He calls like 10 times. Laura answers the phone. I was like, you answer. She answers the phone, puts it on speakerphone. He's like, where's Lee? She says, he's not here. He's at work. He said, I want his number to where he works at. And I'm looking at him. I was like, no, don't do that.
Yeah, but why all of a sudden the interest?
Because I was coming over here.
That's right.
That's you know what I mean? And I let him know that I can't, I'm not going to sell out. I think Junior and Senior has this, or Senior has a complex with Junior about being the alpha dog or whatever. And, you know, the whole time I was there, I always felt like I was torn between two dogs and I was a big fat tick and didn't know which one to suck blood from. And I don't know.
That doesn't surprise me. I know it surprises some people, but it don't surprise me.
It's just, I won't say it's cheating or it's cheap. I think what's going on here is a big game or it's a rat race, and I'm trying not to get caught up in it. I'm just trying to come and show my skills and help out a good buddy.
Let's get him started on this bike. You ready to work, man, or what?
You want truthful?
Yeah.
I've been sleeping 2 days, dude. I don't want to go to sleep.
All right, you want to start in the morning?
Yeah. I'll come here at 5 o'clock if y'all want me to, whatever. I am just, dude, I am beat, man.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't easy getting here. It was worse than my two ex-wives ever were to me. I got caught up in the airport. My flight got canceled twice. I haven't been asleep in 36 hours. I ate airplane food, and I've had the jujus for about 32 hours. So you got to have these ready by Sturgis, both of them.
Both done, and they got to ship out. They got to get out there.
Well, I'll tell you that after the day,
are we going to get them done? I need some confidence out of you.
Don't you worry. I promise. I didn't come here to fail. I come here to succeed with the dream team.
I think I was a little surprised. I thought we were going to get him for today because even though he came in at around 12, he lurked 8 hours here. But the guy's tired. I want him fresh. He's going to have to put an impressive day tomorrow. I'm glad you're here, man.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. I'll see y'all in the morning.
Get some sleep.
All right, buddy.
I got a template here of the tank sign.
Yeah. Working back on the FBI bike today, between me and Jim, we're going to be working on the gas tank. It's going to be in a normal shape of a gas tank, but the tank is actually going to fold open with hinges on the bottom, two hinges on the bottom. Just trying to figure out the best hinge setup. It's going to be a little funky.
This hinge, this is where we're going to have a problem, man, because this...
Go that close to the edge?
If you have depth in here, when you go to open this, where's that depth going to go? It's going to hit the top of the motor. Rick and I have been working on a set of hinges that will actually swing this thing open. We don't have a whole lot of real estate to work with. As these gas tank halves open, they have to clear the motor, air cleaner. So we have to keep our eyes open for that kind of thing.
We'll put your hinge up farther.
You know what?
You don't have to put your hinge at the very...
Who's to say that the whole tank has to open? If I move the hinge up here... Mm-hmm. And then just machine a solid piece there that stays and doesn't open with the rest of it. All right, that's definitely what I got to do then, is that hinge is going to have to move.
The fuel tank on this, it's actually going to be like, say, two half tanks. It's going to be about a 2.5-inch gas tank on each side of the backbone.
Perfect.
Got them all tacked together and everything. Everything's working out really good. So I'm just kind of hanging the tanks over the backbone of the bike just to get a feel of where we actually want to mount it. And then from there, it's up to Jim to do the machining.
That's it. Got them all.
Very nice.
Look, I was thinking last night what I'll do is I'll build this whole tank solid.
Okay.
And then we'll just come back and do our indentions. You know?
I think that's a great way to do it. And then we'll just plate that in there.
Yep.
In that little concave, right?
Yep. Well, you know, I came in yesterday from the airport and was just absolutely drained. And I was just to the point where if I'd have used any kind of power tool, I'd probably cut my finger off and I needed sleep. But today's a new day. My batteries are charged and I'm ready.
Today's the first full day with Lee. And that means he's going to start building a gas tank. And I'm going to keep working on the Anti-Venom bike. And he's going to crack away at Geico. And we're all going to just try and figure it out.
That is going to be one son of a bitch. My goal is to come in and do what I didn't get to do yesterday. I'm going to pound out a gas tank. I'm going to freak these boys out. I have it done by quitting time. I'm pumped. I am pumped to get this done.
Just remember, you want this to be a little lazier, right?
Well, this is the top one. This is the one that's going to go higher.
I understand, but remember, we're going to break it out and then back in. So the piece that we put on to here is going to have a little break. We
keep
out
confusing,
and back in.
Though.
No, we're not confused.
Yeah.
You know, it's a unique exhaust. It's not your normal flow exhaust. It's the way it comes out makes this elongated diamond shape. We're going to put a web in there. And the idea is it actually emulates almost like a spider leg. You'll see that when it's all done and the web's in there.
That crooked, all right? Yeah, you won't see that?
Let me see. Nice.
I guess it ain't bad when you roll it around. That just looks...
It looks up here, though. You know, sometimes it seems like Junior's never satisfied ever since the day I've known him. You know, I remember the first time we went out to eat, and he had the biggest, nicest steak you ever seen in life, and he didn't like it. So, you know, the way he was critiquing me today, I kind of blow it off just like my grandmother would say that my teeth are yellow. You know, I don't worry about that.
It looks good. You just got to slow down a little bit and take a deep breath. Lee's doing good with the tank. I'm making him change things as we go along. He's fine with that. I'm very particular. I want it to look a certain way. He knows what we got to do. I think he was a little sped up because he felt 2 days behind. I'm hoping tomorrow he settles in a little. But he did get a lot done on the gas tank. I'm happy with the way it looks. Still a lot more work needs to be done, but we have some form to work with. Let's go home.
Rick, how do you want to mount this fender on here?
We were talking about just doing some simple round bar struts.
Today we got back on the FBI bike, and I figured I'd come out and give the guys a hand.
Maybe like two to one, but if we want to weld them
when
on...
When you say two to one, what do you mean by that?
Two points, like two pieces, curving to one. We could weld it here and just come off of, you know what I mean, just run two pieces, curve to one, weld them together, weld it to the frame, and then they'll come up and then bolt there and there, then you're done.
We don't really want to complicate things on this bike, so I think for the struts, a couple of pieces of round bar will be just fine. So I took out the roller and got to work on the round bar.
This is Paulie's claim to fame right here.
That's it. You know what? That's a damn good tool, though. Wonder if he bought another one.
He did. He's actually building another spider bike.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, number 12.
And was he doing all the round bar?
I guess he is. From, you know, I spoke to Lee.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I spoke to him. I spoke to his wife because his wife called me.
She told me she talked to you.
She talked to me, which was good. I had a good conversation with her.
Yeah.
She was telling me, you know what? Lee said, Paul, he's just like a girl. He says he acts just like a woman, and he's like a spoiled brat, she said. And Lee, you know, she said, Lee likes to go to work, you know, and show up at 7 o'clock in the morning. You know, Paulie shows up at 10 o'clock. You know how it goes over there. This guy's over there. This guy's bull over there, blah, blah, blah. Paulie's not showing up. Vinny don't know what to do. There's nobody there that can fabricate, so they're shot. That's why they brought in Lee. They're shot with him. So Lee couldn't handle it because nobody was working and nobody knew what the hell they were doing. So he just got up and left. So he worked there one day, actually, right?
Yeah, one day.
And then he must have called you and said, listen, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
He didn't tell anybody. He just left.
Yeah, I didn't realize he did that.
Yeah. Well, I guess he really felt like he got stomped on, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so he didn't really feel obligated, which I don't know whether that's wrong or right, but
yeah.
It is what it is.
Let me tell you, if he goes over there, he hung himself. People will spit on him when they see him. You know, we came in this morning. Odie tells me Lee left him a message last night saying he wasn't coming in today, that he was going back home. And I have no idea exactly what's going on, but it seems as though he bailed on us.
I lost train of thought now.
That's because you're friggin' pissed.
You know, the deal with Lee sucks. You just don't get up and walk out. Not even making a personal phone call or face-to-face tell Paulie that he can't do this for whatever reason.
He's got to watch his top tree don't swing. I don't really know what's going on. I hope he's okay. At the very least, he could have, you know, made sure that everything was legit. If he would have spent one day here and finished the tank, I would have had no problem with letting him go. But it's what it is. So you live and you learn. Obviously, that's not a reliable situation. So I have to go elsewhere. Brendan, how you doing? This is Paul Jr. from Paul Jr. Designs, American Chopper. The guy that I was able to hire to replace Lee, he actually built a tank for us years ago, many years ago. We built a Liberty bike. He actually built that tank and has been doing sheet metal for ever since. A guy like this, you bring him in until someone wants to come permanently.
Unless he comes here and freaks out and leaves in 12 hours.
No comment. Everybody here is extremely disappointed in Lee. We had a pretty good day yesterday. Everything seemed good. He said the word team at least 5 times that I can remember. So, I mean, it doesn't really add up, but I'm not going to worry about it anymore. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to talk about it anymore. Yo, me and Van are going to work. Ode's going to work. Everyone else will be here for as long as we need to be here. You know, I feel good about the webs we got tacked on the exhaust. We got it finished. It needs to be welded up. That's about it. And, you know, realistically, tomorrow we got to focus on the handlebars. And we can, the idea is to finish the bike tomorrow. It'd be nice to get that out of the way. Once it's out, we just focus on one bike, and that's our priority bike, which is Geico.
You don't need a square, man.
Just freaking pay attention for a minute.
You should be talking to yourself.
I know what you're saying. In other words, that 90 would be that.
Yeah.
You gotta open it up like that.
Right. And then to do that by bending risers, they're gonna look so freaking gay.
Yeah, the goal today is to get the handlebars done. I mean, if we get the handlebars done, we'll be pretty good. We should be able to break this thing down in another day and ship everything out. Boy, it is really hot in here, man. It's like steaming. No, it's hot in here. It's not getting any cooler. I mean, it's a steamy hot. It's been ridiculously hot. I mean, since it almost feels like the day we started really putting hours in is the first day it was 100 degrees. And it's just been that way ever since. You almost get used to it. The Flowjet did a nice job on the webs. I don't know how Vinny had it set up, but he was shooting water. And, you know, the idea is it's a hot day and... Joe was the only guy not around, so it seemed like he was the guy to play the prank on. Give Vin a hand, will you, Joe?
Yep. Here I am, Vince.
You know, I was working on a water jet today, and I was having a problem with the drain. So what I did is I just drained the water into the drain in the floor, just for a real quick temporary fix. But when I kind of rigged it up, it was just shooting out like a fire hose. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
What I tell you to do, can you turn this valve, let that out?
Yep.
Push this. All right, turn it. Turn it. Even if we are putting in crazy hours, you know, at least we have a good time. And no matter what, we always have fun. I don't care if we're working hard, welding, grinding, or if I'm goofing off, setting up a trap so I can blast Joe in his crotchal region with water. I'm like, turn it, turn it.
The handlebars, you have to mount them to the bracket perfectly square. They got to be even on each side. There's all these different ways they can move, so you have to just keep measuring and making, checking all your points and just picking points that make sense, and you basically triangulate your measurements so that when you put it on the bike, everything is nice and straight.
Feels good. Why don't you get on? I think it looks good.
They are awesome, man. The bars are on. They just got to be welded up. On Monday when we come in, I want to get that bike completely broke down and off that lift, and I want to get the Geico up there because Brendan's here Monday morning to do the sheet metal work, and I want to get this place situated for when he comes in.
Hey, you got your jacks?
Where's the things you put underneath the...
Gyms?
Underneath the jacks. The jacks. We just got the FBI bike back from paint. Waiting on a lot of parts yet, but we got the motor and the trans and the primary in. And then me and Jason put the front end together. All right, good job.
Paul Sr., come in the office, my friend.
Any interim, Steve called me in the office. What's up?
Paul Sr., we have a little bit of a problem. I just got a call that the underwriter for this bike, the FBI bike, has backed out. We're kind of into it pretty far, so we have, you know, really can't pull out. So I don't know what you think, you know, whether there's somebody you know that might want to step up or, you know.
Well, what we should do is probably we got our own foundation now, right? So why don't we underwrite it that way?
I asked Paul Sr. what he thinks we could do, and it turns out... we have an OCC foundation we just started, and he thought that would be a good way to you know, bring attention to that. So he's going to write the check to keep the bike build moving. You know, the big thing here is we were trying to bring attention to this situation.
Right.
And we were going to build this FBI bike, but the trick here with the FBI bike, you can't auction off the FBI
right.
bike. So what we could do, this takes it to the next level, is we could bring in one of our production models, and we can take this bike to bring attention and do all the positive things with the bike, and then we can take one of our models, like a Greenie, and maybe we can auction that off. We're going to create a raffle for a Greenie, which we're going to put the OCC Foundation paint job on that, and that will raise money for the kids here in Newburgh. But there's a big problem here.
We have no money.
You're gonna have to pay for
it. I knew that was coming. Well, I didn't know that was coming.
Yeah.
It's a good opportunity to use that foundation to basically support this, even though it's going to cost me the money to buy the bike. But I think it's a good thing. The project is well worth paying for.
And this is a good thing for, you know,
good start.
A way for you to get it started. So, yeah, it sucks that we had the funding fall through, but...
It's not the first time, right?
Yeah, so this is all we got.
Then we'll do it that way.
All right, good. All right, I'll let everybody know.
Okay, so the way it works is that we, the FBI keeps their bike because they have their marks on it. Man, that thing's awesome.
That's cool.
Looks good. Then what we'll do is raffle off one of our Greenies to raise money for the fund.
Well, I got Brendan here.
Hey, what's up, Brendan?
What's going on?
How was it getting in here? Good?
Yeah, it was long. It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good, good.
Definitely.
Brendan's here. He hasn't started work yet. I have very high expectations on him. He's a qualified sheet metal guy. He's been doing it for a long time. And I'm excited because I think he's going to really work out well.
So where we're finishing this up, what I'd like to do is I'd like to get you... That's the Geico bike. I might have you started over there, and then we're going to get rid of this today, and then we'll probably bring this back over here and just make this the main priority.
Definitely. I've been building gas tanks for 13 years. Started out with Don Balmont at Fat Cats, doing all this custom gas tank sheet metal work. Basically, Paulie called me, said he needs a gas tank built in a quick amount of time, so he flew me out here, and here I am.
Starting today, I want to be able to give this to the painter on Friday by the end of the day.
So no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. It shouldn't be too bad, right?
We'll do what we gotta do.
All right, so. Good.
Gonna work for you?
Yeah, it should be fine.
As soon as Brendan started working that tank, I could tell he had skills. I mean, he was very meticulous, really well thought out, and he started making the shape and the top of the tank, and I knew it was gonna be good.
Did you see the other tank?
Yeah.
That he was working on?
Yes, I
saw it. Oh, okay. I'm not asking you to comment.
Cool. No, it's cool.
That looks good.
Looks a little different.
You know, watching Brendan work on his tank, he's a professional. That's what he does for a living, and he's a professional. So it's really nice seeing somebody do something that they really know how to do it well. And it's, you know, it's kind of inspiring, too, because, man, the tank is just smooth. You know, the fabrication on the anti-venom bike is totally done. Basically, there's a couple last-minute things we have to do. I have to blend the exhaust, which is my least favorite thing to do. Yeah, you know what you're going to want to do with these two is wrap.
You don't need a huge bomb.
Was there any, what's it called in there, bubble wrap? But, I mean, it's done. It's ready to take all the parts off it, finish buttering everything up, and send it out.
Take the wheel off, take the front end off. Anti-venom's done. We shipped the webbing out today. We still have some parts that are going to be going out, but we got the chrome or something to work on. It's great. It's great to get the bike out of here. It makes me feel like we're accomplishing something. I mean, we've been working so hard. It's kind of a payoff to get it out of here. I like it.
Good?
Yeah.
Cool.
No, I think it's good. It was unquestionably a blessing in disguise that Lee took off on us. No disrespect to Lee. And I think everyone's over the situation for sure. But, you know, when I saw the guy working today, I'm glad things worked out the way they did. It's just feeling real nice shape. From the top, it's got a good width. Side, it's beautiful. The tank looks incredible. He did a great job today. We're talking about different shapes and... You know, he's just working the metal, and it's like glass. I mean, body work, the body guy's going to love him because there's going to be no body work on the tank. It's good looking, man. I'll tell you, it's real fast. It feels real fast looking, you know what I mean? The guy, he's an artist, and he's very much a craftsman, and he's very proud. He takes a lot of pride in his work, and you can tell. So he takes his time to make sure everything looks perfectly smooth. All right, let's call it a day. Let's wrap it up. It's a good day.
You saw a rainbow and got excited.
I'll see you in the morning, bud.
Today we're going to be unveiling the FBI bike down by the shore of the Hudson River in Newburgh. You know, when we left the shop, there was quite a few motorcycles to give us a police escort to Newburgh. I don't think that everybody gets the opportunity to do that. It was definitely one of the cool ways to go to a bike unveiling, and one that I won't soon forget.
I was just blown away by it. Again, I have not seen it before today. I saw some sketches, but I never saw it when they were building it. And to see that bike come down that walkway and being close as I was to it, it was just amazing.
You know, this was an honor for us to be able to do this bike. It really was. And I had the opportunity to take a ride with the Newburgh police and the FBI and just kind of get an idea of what goes on. And I think that if everybody got the opportunity to do that, they'd probably think a little bit different about what actually goes on.
I thought the bike was absolutely spectacular. I thought it represented all the good parts of the collaborative effort that we're trying to do here in the region by bringing the FBI, local law enforcement, and Orange County Choppers together, and the amazing things that those units can do together, and the bike is a perfect representation of that.
The badge is one of the coolest features on the bike, and it's a gold-plated, solid gold-plated. We don't mess around.
The details on the bike were just unbelievable. The badge on the back was just something that you don't see all the time.
Another cool feature is, I don't know how these guys did this, but the way that the tanks open up, that's something that we never did before. You have the badge in here, and this is all red velvet insert.
Just the example of the bike itself, you know, the model, it's perfect. It was made here. It will represent something for the city of Newburgh.
The key word is involvement, awareness, you know. I think that everybody has an opportunity to do that, and I think that everybody should get involved in this project. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you very much.
A bike like this and what kind of publicity it's going to bring and the fundraising that it's going to do will help us. So both with the FBI and all of our local law enforcement working very, very hard, all of that put together will give us the resources to go out there, address the crime issues, and try to convince some of these young people to not go the way of either drugs or the way of a gang. If we save a couple of kids with this bike, it'll be worth it.